This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 9. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 8 to 9. It says there, "He will also keep you firm to the very end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." End of God. We began discussing God's faithfulness yesterday. Faithfulness is a scarce commodity to experience in this world. However, we establish the truth of the faithfulness of God because He promised, "I will be faithful to you and will not leave you alone." You see, God will not abandon you or fail to help you. The wonderful promise of God to His children that says, "I will never leave you alone or fail to help you," is found throughout the pages of the scripture, as it is, or in a slightly different variations, both in the Old Testament and New Testament. Joshua 1:5 and 9, Deuteronomy 31:6 and 8, Deuteronomy 4:31, Genesis 28:15, 1 Chronicles 28:20, Psalms 94:14, Psalms 73:23-26, Isaiah 41:10-13, Matthew 28:20, Hebrews 13:5, and much more. Our today's insights tells us God's faithfulness in our salvation and our preservation. It says God is faithful. The question is, how is He faithful? There are two insights in our passage today about the faithfulness of God. First, because God is faithful to you personally, He called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. You see, it is His faithfulness that He invited you to Jesus Christ and the salvation and the blessed hope and fellowship available in Him. When God calls a person to come to Jesus and accept Him as your Savior and Lord, it is His faithfulness that is displayed toward you. Have you accepted God's call to enter into fellowship with Jesus Christ yet? You see, I thank God for the faithfulness He extended to me because He invited me through good news called the gospel to Jesus Christ, and thereby I am now in fellowship with Him. Secondly, how is God faithful? It says in our Bible passage, "The God called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus, would also keep you firm and strengthened to the very end, so that you would be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ." Oh, how great loving Lord, the gracious Almighty, all praises and worship to you only. You see, not only He called me into His salvation, granted me fellowship with Jesus Christ, but also our passage says He promised that He will keep you firm to the very end. Not only will He keep you strengthened and firm to the very end, but also He will make me stand blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. The day of the Lord Jesus Christ is the day, that glorious day when He grants entrance into heaven. This could be the moment of a Christ believer's departure from here, or the time of the magnificent appearance of Christ called rapture, whichever comes first. Beloved, the God who called me into fellowship with Jesus invites you today to enter into the same fellowship. The fellowship with God is not based on any of your works or best efforts, but on what Jesus has already done for you. According to God's eternal plan, He sent Jesus to this earth to forgive you, to save you, grant you eternal life. Jesus carried your sins and shortcomings on His divine body, went to the cross, died, buried, and rose again for you. Now God invites people to come to Jesus and accept what He has done for you. This is the most blessed moment of your life. Beloved, God calls you into a fellowship with His Son Jesus, who paid for your sins and shortcomings. The Bible says God will forgive you, and He's going to write your name in the book of life. You can live on this earth with a holy, sure, and expectant hope of safety and security, even through the difficult times, even through the valley of the shadow of death. Would you pray with me today? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I come and accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. I repent of my sins. Please save me today. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for me. I believe you will make me firm and strengthen to the very end. And then you will present me with no blame in the future in heaven. This is your faithfulness in my salvation and preservation. And I thank you for saving me and granting me eternal life. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the now presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.